Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us this evening, this great, beautiful Tuesday evening. It is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you again for joining us today. The topic today is empowering the family, and yes, you know, we got to keep it empowered. But before we move into the show, I want to thank our sponsors, each and every sponsor that have poured and sold into On Fire to Inspire. I would like to thank Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. This is a live account of how God delivered her son from over a 15-year addiction to alcohol. And I tell you, I just give God praise for her son, Dale, how God is using him greatly, even being a mentor to other guys who are coming along and coming out of the alcohol addictions as well. And so, again, that the title of that book is Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm by Evangelist Alexandra Townsend. And the books are available in all of your online outlets. Then we have GEMS, Inc., Girls Empowered, Mentored, and Supported. It's an organization dedicated to providing support for girls through mentoring, education, promoting self-awareness. They are changing girls' lives through their programs. We also have Straight from the Heart Vision Board Party with Lee and Lee Productions. That is going to be Sunday, July 23rd from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Metropolitan Library, located at 1332 Metropolitan Parkway, Southeast Atlanta. Go ahead and go to eventbrite.com and sign up for your Vision Board Party to be an attendee. You definitely don't want to miss it. So you can bring your posters and your paraphernalia with you, because we're going to have a good time at Straight from the Heart Vision Board Party with Linda Lee and Lee and Lee Productions at July 23rd, 3 to 5 p.m. We have Unique Expressions by Design, where they bring your custom ideas to life. So if you need any type of promotional items for your business or service, they can take care of everything from t-shirts to mugs, journals, pens, and much, much more. That's Angelise Washington and Unique Expressions by Design. That's www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. We have Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. CDs are available on Reverb Nation and CD Baby. I tell you, this guy is a minstrel from heaven, Vincent Lynch. He is the founder and visionary. He also writes jingles. So I wrote the words to On Fire to Inspire, the jingle you hear as the comes in and goes out. And then Vincent did the music, and LaTanya Foles did the singing. And finally, Roz Hair and Beauty Bar is your one-stop shop to all of your beauty and hair care needs, from natural hair, relaxers, sew-ins, braids, lock maintenance, makeup, lashes, and so much more. So if there's anything you need that's dealing with your hair or your beauty, Roz is the one to take care of you. Call her today and schedule your appointment at 404-599-3712. Again, that's Roz Hair and Beauty Bar at 404-599-3712. And tell all of these sponsors that you heard it here on Fire to Inspire with Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. Guys, as I said, tonight's topic is empowering the family. And I'm so excited tonight. We're doing the show a little differently tonight. We have two guests. Our first guest is Miss Tamara Johnson. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. How are you this evening?
I am amazing. Thank you for asking. And yourself?
I am great. I'm great. Thank you for joining us, taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us tonight.
It was not a problem at all. I wouldn't have missed it, especially because of the topic.
Amen, amen. So our topic tonight is empowering the family. But before we jump in, I want you to introduce yourself to the On Fire to Inspire audience, Tamara.
who am I? I am Tamara Lewis Johnson. I am a mother of four. I say four biologically, but I'm really like a mother of a little nation because we have child care centers, so all of those babies are considered my babies, and we're planting seeds
yes.
in different areas. So I'm a biological mother of four. We are
mm-hmm.
a blended family, myself, my husband, very blended, and it works so well that
mm-hmm.
I'm proud to say that I'm still biologically a mother of four. There's no steps. There's no stepchildren. There's no step-parents. There's no steps on people. You don't put steps on people. Steps are in houses and buildings and structures. So that's one aspect of me. I am a wife over a ministry that is called Sweet Covenant Ministries. It stands for Satisfied with Enduring Everlasting Ties Ministry. And it's a marriage ministry. Myself and my husband, we are the leaders of that ministry at Christ Pinnacle Church at 5405 Jonesboro Road. We meet every Sunday at 10 a.m., but we are like to be the model married couple and promote healthy marriages and promote healthy families, healthy blended families, healthy lifestyles. And that's one hat. And then another hat is that I am the CFO of Miss Pam's Precious Angels Family Child Care Center, one and two. We have one location in Clayton County and then one location in Conyers. So, and that location just opened up within the last month.
All right. That is what I'm talking about. So you're the mother of four biological, but you have so many more because of the daycare centers.
Yes, they're all my babies. I claim them.
They're all your babies.
Yes.
So how long have you all...
And I don't care for the age of...
You said, I'm sorry, say that again?
I said even when they age out, they're still mine. I still follow them.
They're still your babies. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, that is what I'm talking about. So tell me, how long have you all, you and your husband, doing marriage ministry?
Believe in the Christ Pinnacle Church, we're going into our second year anniversary. So
okay.
We became the leaders of that when the church opened. And when the pastor, he didn't ask us. It was just like I came to him with a plan and
mm-hmm.
said my husband and I decided that we really wanted to do marriage ministry and become leaders. So he said, well, you know, come with your ideas and let me know what your plan is. And it's something that we have a passion for, so it's not work. Like, every day we're dating. If we go to the grocery store, we're dating. If we drive together in a car, we're dating. If we drive together in a car and our kids are there, we're having a family date. Like,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter. No matter what we do, what happens, we're constantly dating. And my husband and I, we get married, or people say renew the vows, but we just say we get married all over again every 5 years. We get an opportunity.
I love it.
We get an opportunity to date the first 2 years. Then
mm-hmm.
I pick a location so we can get ready to get married. So we have to plan this wedding. So we're constantly dating and planning a wedding. And then we get married.
Mm-hmm.
So our next date is going to be May 2019.
I love it. That is so beautiful. You know, you hear so many of the opposites. Oh, they, you know, this group is broken up again. This, you know, you hear the opposite. You don't hear couples talking about renewing their vows and couples, you know, let's go to that portion of the dating portion of the marriage. Because you said we're still dating and then we get married again every 5 years. That is, I love that concept. What encouraged that? What did that come from?
We found in reading and, you know, just there's a 5 year or 7 year itch. And that's when the marriage is at is tested. And so instead
mm-hmm.
of having that five, I can't remember if it was five or seven, but instead of having mm-hmm. that, to eliminate the itch, we came up with that concept.
I love it. Yes, I think I've read something like that about the 5 years and something about if you last 5 years, then you're going to make it and all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, not necessarily, because I know some people have been married 20, you know. But,
exactly.
You know, it's a definite conscious decision to make it work. So how do you incorporate the dating and still have four children and all of that as well?
Well, I said before, we're a blended family. So when I came into the relationship with my husband, I had two children by two different men. He was married before and had one child by his ex-wife. Then we have a child together. So we have four biological children. So we've made sure that, because each child is different. Each child has a different need. Each child have their individuality, but somehow we still have to make sure that everyone gets treated justly. I didn't say fair and I didn't say the same. I said justly, because one child may need attention in one area and you have to stroke it, and then the other child, that's nothing. Like my one son, even to this day, I'll say, you know, go to the website, pick out something to wear, and I still, and he's 18, I still go shopping and get his clothes, because he won't pick anything. He won't bother me. He doesn't care about that. If I say, well, do you want something from the store? He's the last one to get something. He's not slighted. He just doesn't care. That's not his thing. But when he says, Mom, okay, I really want this on this date, then I make sure we get it, because he doesn't ask for anything. He doesn't want for anything. He's just he's really particular. He'll do basketball, he'll do basketball in church. If it's not church or basketball, he doesn't want it. He didn't do senior prom. He didn't do junior prom. He had a choice. He chose not to. So, you know, you have to pay attention to the individual need and the direction. I know what will offend each child. I know what will break each child. I also know what will build up each child. And I have the right to choose which direction that's going to go into.
Right. I like how you said the individuality of each child. I like that.
It's very important.
Keep going.
No, I was just saying it's very important, because you don't want to break the spirit of the child.
Right. Definitely. Now, How do you incorporate family time? Because you have an 18-year-old, and then what's your next age, child?
Oh, let's start at the beginning. Then I have a 24-year-old this year. He'll be 24. I have a 20-year-old, an 18-year-old, and a 10-year-old.
Wow.
Yeah, so everybody's, you know, kind of spread out a little bit, but it works. It works. We've raised our children to think outside the box and be responsible and very independent, because we, Mom and Dad, we're getting pulled with the business, with the ministry, church events and things like that. So we get pulled. So a lot of times people say, oh, latchkey kids can't make it, or latchkey kids are slighted. No, they're taught responsibility. My 10-year-old is right now, she's already had one expo and is working to be a fashion designer. She's already sold clothes and designed things, and she's operating in her field that she intends to stay with when she gets older.
As far as
the 18-year-old, like I said, he's basketball, he's all sports, and he's all church. So he's being groomed right now to be, you know, a future praise and worship leader, because that's what he loves to do. And he still plays basketball probably 6 to 7 days a week.
Love it.
The 20-year-old, she's my more responsible one, where because she's at home, she's more like mother hen. She's responsible. She's educated. She's a sophomore, junior in college, between the two. She went out for the first year, went to college, did that, then came home, but she's still going to Clayton State. very responsible. She also works at the family business because I've made sure that she's gotten the proper education because I explained to her, you're the heir.
Mm-hmm.
She's already had her certifications in early child education. She works at the center. Her car right now is being paid for by not student loans, but grant money because she's exercising the school the right way. So she does not have student loans, but she does have grant money, which when that grant money comes in after her classes are paid, it's set aside into an account where it's drawn from every month. So she doesn't pay her. So when she graduates, her university purchased her first car.
Wow. That's amazing. That's awesome. And I really, you know, my hat goes off to her for the maturity and responsibility that she's taken at such a young age, but also for you as a mother that's helping keep her in that, you know, directed to do so.
I know sometimes she can't stand it. But she'll thank me later, I'm sure.
Right.
She definitely will thank me later.
Yes.
And then my 24-year-old, he's in New York. He's back home in Buffalo, where we're originally from. He just graduated from trade school. He's doing brick masonry. He's a brick mason. And, you know, my father did construction. And he's always talked about being like granddad. So with that, set himself up for school, got a trade, and you know, university isn't for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But he knows once he gets all of the training, because he just recently graduated, within about a year, he already knows he's going to have to step out and start his own business because I've groomed all of them to be entrepreneurs. I don't care what it is. You have to find your passion and get paid from it. So once you've learned enough of it, I'm expecting you to step out and be an entrepreneur.
Right.
Run the business your way, sign a check.
I love it. So how would you help a parent try to identify their children's giftings? Because a lot of times, you know, people are so busy, you know, they're working, they're doing this, they're doing that. How would you help a parent identify that child's gifting and help kind of direct them in that manner?
Well, the first thing I would say as a parent is stop talking and listen. Pay attention to the need. Pay attention to what they're asking you. Or if they're not asking you or talking to you, then you'll never identify it because you don't have a relationship.
Yes.
There's times where you just come in, sit down, and everybody's taking turns rattling off their day or hesitant to rattle off what they did today. But they still tell me everything. So we have no secrets. You're able to express yourself, good, bad, or indifferent, without the judgment of it.
Right.
Now, every now and again, I have to put my foot down on the decision. If it's the best thing for the child, because you may be going down a road that has been charted before and it's so rocky that I need to save you, or the Holy Spirit can just say, let them travel it. You've done your part.
Right.
As a parent, our job is to lay a foundation. If we are not able to lay that foundation, or that foundation is not solid, then it doesn't matter. We have one job: lead by example, lay a solid foundation. They are going to fall. They are going to do something crazy and what we would consider "quote unquote" stupid. They have to bump their head sometimes, but they'll get up. Just listen to them. And if they're not talking, then parent, self-evaluate what's going on in your life that you're not allowing for your child to have that relationship. Because at the end of the day, you're still the adult.
Amen.
So that's it.
Girl, I'm putting that in the post because those are definitely two great things that need to be done. Lead by example and lay a good solid foundation.
Yes.
Let's see here. And if you think of anything else that needs to be placed in there, go ahead, by all means, do so.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Now, tell us about your daycare. You said you have two locations. You just opened up a second one. Tell us a little bit about it.
Miss Pam's Precious Angels Philly Child Care Center, one, is located at 6750 Maddox Road in Morrow, Georgia. That center has been open for 3 years. This past April made 3 years.
Okay.
Before that, center started off in a house. My mother came to me and said, do you mind if I take the downstairs area and, you know, have a daycare or bring in kids? So I said, okay, well, let me read and find out what the rules are because I'm not going to jail for these kids coming into this house. So let me read. So it took me about a month to figure out the rules and to read the, you know, 300-page handbook and get it all together. And so I said, okay, fine, you can have it. You can have up to six. We can start bringing them in. So we got that together. Well, within 11 months, we had the six. And for lack of better words, we had a nice waiting list and needed a building. So after 11 months of being in the home, we had to leave because it wasn't going to work. They wouldn't stop coming. So we found
problem.
A building. It was a very good problem, but it was just not the right time. I'm like, oh, my goodness, somebody's going to jail, and it's not going to be me. I can't go. So I had a dream of my first investor. My first investor did not know me. I did not know her. But she came to me in a dream. I explained to mom. I came upstairs. I told my mother, I said, I found out who our investor is going to be because I needed money to expand.
Right.
And she said, and I told her the name, and she was like, well, we don't know her. And I was like, I don't care. Jesus said it clear as day. He said, and then he even said that she's going to go down, come in the house, go downstairs to where you are, and then she's going to come back up to me and ask, what is the deal? And just as clear as day, that's exactly what happened. And
wow.
That investor, who did not know my name, she couldn't even write because she didn't know my last name, couldn't spell my first name. And that day I got $20,000.
My God.
That birth, that was the starting point. We moved in, had a grand opening, opened 3 years. After year one, we needed another building. Because we're faith-based and we had too many children, like Mother Goose.
Mm-hmm.
So then we said, okay, fine, let's go day and night. So we went 24-6 so that we can, you know, put the money together so we can get ready for the next building.
Mm-hmm.
It was about that second year I got another investor. And when I say investors, I'm talking about other black business owners who see the vision and want to step out. Not price gouging, not trying to get completely over, just want to simply invest because they know it's a profit. And, you know, get 7% return, nothing major.
Right.
And that investor turned around and invested in us. And we were looking to get one building, but it folded. But we had all this stuff, and I was paying a storage unit for about a year and a half. And then come this year, I met someone who I started speaking with, and they said, well, we have a building. I want you to come and see. And I said, no, it's too far. I don't want to go over there. And I walked into the building anyway, and I called my mom. I said, Mom, I need you to walk this building with me so that we can touch and agree. And if we feel the same thing, then we're going to get the building. The building was not built up everywhere. they were knocking down walls, and you had to step over debris, and mm-hmm. we walked that building. And my mother said, well, when she walked down the hallway, she saw the flowers bloom.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, we touch and agree. We see the same thing. And then we said, we'll take the building.
Wow.
So they built it. So here we are 3.5 years later. I'm building 2. And I've actually ended up partnering up with that same business owner. And mm-hmm. there's 2 other locations that I'm partnered with.
Wow. Look at God. Just stepping yeah. out and just believing him and being obedient. Because you were walking yeah. in obedience. You didn't walk in fear. You walked in obedience. And that's such a yeah. beautiful testimony. Such a beautiful testimony.
And I have
testimony.
To keep telling people, I don't have money. Let me just please. Let me put this out there just in case. I do not have money. I have favor.
Yes.
When I tell you, when people just come and put stuff in your lap, that's mm-hmm. There's no money.
Mm-hmm.
This man has come to me. Now I don't even have to pay the lease.
Because
I've showed him how to flip his center to make mm-hmm. it not only profitable, but I made his center faith-based. Because mm-hmm. I can't mm-hmm. operate any other way.
Right. Wow.
And I laugh at him, and when I've met him, I said, it's funny how a faithless man has faith in my process.
Wow. Look at God. Won't he do it? Yes.
Every time.
I tell you, such a beautiful, beautiful testimony. What would you say to the parents that are, because one of the things the Lord told me, even with starting this show, he said, tell the people that it's time to stop existing and start living the life that he called for them to live. So what would you say to that parent that says, you know what, I want to do this, but I don't have the money. I want to do that, but fear is kind of keeping them in bondage. What would you say to that parent out there that's saying, I know there's more for me than this job. I know there's more for me than this. What would you say to that person?
I would say if it's God's will, it's God's bill. That's what my mother tells me. So if you write the vision, make it plain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, write that thing out
mm-hmm.
with the plan, step by step, and the steps have been ordered and ordained by God. There's no way you can fail.
Yes.
Even when I signed the lease for the Conyers building, I signed it when my husband was actually, he had just had surgery, so he wasn't even there. And I
wow.
said, I'm going to sign this building because the Lord already told me, hey, honey, you just have to take my word for it. You can't get out of bed yet, so don't worry about it. You're going to have to take my word for it. This is the move. I wouldn't say it any other way. I know I've been prayed over. I anointed this thing. You have to trust me. And
wow.
if it's God's will, it's God's bill. Even the day I signed the lease, I didn't have that money for that man. I don't have lease money for no 13,000-plus square building.
Wow.
But
how many square
Lord,
feet? 13,000 plus?
It's like 13.5.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't have that type of money.
Square feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Coming from a 1,600 square foot.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't have that type of money. I don't. and I don't have to pay for it either.
Right. Right.
Because if it's God's will, it's God's bill.
Hmm. I love that. I've never heard it. You got to post that on the
I don't know. It might be stolen. So let me just quote. I got it from my mother. So whoever owns it, it's perfectly fine. This is a requote.
A requote. Okay.
Yeah. I did not make that up.
Gotcha.
And
then God's will is God's deal.
It is. It makes it easy because we're family owned and operated. So I work side by side with my husband. So even at work, we're on dates. He may be doing some IT stuff. I may be in the baby room. I may be the cook. I may be, like, there's no telling. I may be going through making sure we have enough supplies. washing toilets, mopping floors. I mean, there's nothing in that center that will be done that I cannot do and will not do.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, and we're all the same. My husband's right there by my side. My mother, same thing. She's right there making sure things are in order. And even if she says she's in the field, because we're like BB&T. She's the baby. I'm the banker. He's the technology. So it just works.
Yes.
She goes out in the field.
I love it.
I make sure the numbers are right and we're paying taxes. And my husband makes sure that the system and the operations is truly working.
Amen.
We all say that.
Amen.
Our
mm-hmm.
And that's very important.
I agree. Because if you're not technical, you're trying to run the IT, then you may mess something up.
Definitely something's getting shut down.
Right. Yes. That is such a beautiful testimony. I mean, from, you know, God showing you the vision for the investor, you not knowing the investor writes you a check for $20,000, and you have no clue who this person is to the point where they have to ask you, now, how do you spell your name and what is your last name? That's a God thing, baby. That is God thing. Oh, my God.
Definitely.
Thank you,
Jesus. We refuse to operate under anything else.
Mm-hmm. Love it. And I also love the renewal of your vows every 5 years. That is just so beautiful. That is just beautiful.
I have to marry that man every 5 years. As long as he shows up, I'm good.
Yes, ma'am.
Lord, please find this man. He's in there somewhere. He's there.
Praise God. It's such a beautiful thing, I tell you. It is. And I just thank God for being led to stop by y'all center, because I'm telling you, it was like, you know how they say iron sharpens iron, and just
yes.
The spirit that I walked into when I stopped, it was like, wow, because I had passed your center and the Holy Spirit said, go back. And so when I went, I just am so grateful and so thankful because it was so beautiful. I mean,
Thank you.
I said, I had been in there. Yes, ma'am, you're welcome. I've been in there before years ago, maybe about 13 years ago. And, it's a nice facility, but it was dark. But, I mean, everything is bright. It's just different. And so you can tell that the Spirit of the Lord is truly in that place. And I thank God for you guys, and I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you.
And the with the kids going back to school July 31st in that county, I know you all are going to have a waiting list starting soon.
Yes, with overflow. Well,
overflow.
The good thing about it is in Conyers, we're open from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Uh-huh.
We're licensed for Monday through Saturday, but we're right now open Monday through Friday. So with the late hours and a lot of people working in Atlanta and everything, we kind of wanted to, like, saturate that area with those times because there was a need.
Right.
You know, so the late hours with Conyers is that's one of the number one things that have gotten kids into the center already, because we're daily adding to our roster daily.
Definitely.
And without
definitely.
Little advertisement, because I only like Facebook or social media, but I didn't go out and do any real blasts. I wanted to make sure my pastor got in there. Pastor Michael Thomas came through from Christ Pentecostal Church to anoint it and touch every room, and we walked and we touched that all 13-5 with all the and the oil is still there. Yeah, we don't. Yeah, and so when the kids come in, there's a presence. The teachers have to have that spirit. Everything is we're judging the spirit by the spirit for everything.
Love it, Tamara. Love it. So, Tamara, what are some final words that you would leave with the listeners about empowering the family?
Final words. Let me think. Listen.
Mm-hmm.
Listen even when they're not speaking. Listen.
Mm-hmm.
Listen for everything to your children. Take them out individually. Make sure you know their want. Notice their tone. Listen to the voice elevation. Even if it's a small wind of air after they say something, it's a pup. Just, you have to be very attentive in order to, almost like how a baby is. When a baby, you know when a baby is hungry. You know when a baby is tired. You know when a baby is wet. The cries are different. So you have to feel when they get older, you still have to listen for that. Even as adults, you have to listen for that. You should know if someone's upset, happy, sad. You should know emotion through tone. And then don't ignore it.
Definitely.
Take the time and listen. That's how you empower families. You take the time to listen, and then after you've listened, you start mapping out a plan to address that need.
Love it. Map out a plan to address the need. Yes. Okay, tell us how we follow you, how we contact you, how we bring kids to your daycares again.
Oh, let's see. I am Tamara Lewis Johnson on Facebook. That's two R's. Tamara Lewis Johnson. And I am Tamara, T-A-M-A-R-R-A, P-R, like public relations, because I used to do that, and I don't really do it anymore. But I do write for every now and again for folks who ask me to. And on, what am I missing? Oh, the MPPA. We're located at 6750 Maddox Road. That's in Morrill, Georgia. 30260. And then MPPA 2 is the new facility that's in Conyers, and that's at 2125 Old Salem Road, Conyers, Georgia, 30013. And I can be reached at either 678-545-MPPA, or you can reach me at 770-679-9199, and that's MPPA, too.
All right.
Now, if you're looking for anything else, call my husband, because he'll be able to. No, I'm just kidding. Looking for me anywhere else, it'll be at Christ Medical Church. I can't help myself. I'm sorry.
Well, we appreciate you, Tamara. We truly, truly do. I tell you, gave us some great, great, powerful golden nuggets that are truly, truly key. And so we thank you so very much. And we're going to bring on our second guest this evening. So stay on with us, okay? In case people have questions,
yes,
I'll go ahead and open up the floor for both, okay? All right.
Okay.
Ooh, well, we're bringing on our second guest this evening, Mr. Osborne Dennis. Welcome on Fire Inspire. How are you this evening, sir?
Hey, I am great, great, honored, and thankful for being here. Thank you for you having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I know you are a busy man tonight. We had you tonight. You had Faith Walk tonight. So you're a very busy man with a lot going on. Tell us a little bit about what you got going on right now.
Wow, what do I have going on? Well, what do 3-2-1 Stop Bullying have going on? Right now, in the month of July, this Saturday, July the 15th, we're doing our first annual anti-bullying march that will take place in Conyers, Georgia. The march will start at 9 o'clock a.m. Early registration will begin at 8 o'clock. We will start at the Dollar General, 1265 Irish Drive, and we will end the march at AMF Bowling Alley, and we will have live entertainment, face painting, empowerment speakers, bowling. We're also giving away free school supplies to the first 50 families that register their kids to walk. We're just going to have a fun day and impact the community and speak life and show love and have a great time Saturday. And we also have a petition. I almost forgot. We also have a petition that we're trying to get surveillance cameras, phone monitor app installed in each and every classroom so our kids can be safe and our teachers can also be safe.
All right. Loving that. So tell us, what kind of What inspired you to do a walk or march such as this?
Well, actually, I did a speaking engagement in Denver, Colorado, and after speaking to the kids, I saw that the kids were hurting so much after they had said that they told the principal, their teacher, even their parents. The kids were still hurting. They say the bullying may stop for a moment, but then it'll rise back up and be even more worse than in the beginning. So I was like, I have to do something to get the parents more involved in their child's life, as well as the community. Because right now, in the state of Georgia alone, we have lost 19 kids in the last 2 months. Now, a lot of people say, well, that isn't my child. I'm not too concerned about it. I don't even know the name. Well, they're not my skin color. But my whole thing is this. We're the village. It doesn't matter whose child it is. They're kids, period. So that inspired me to do the march, just knowing that kids are suffering and there's a need and someone needed to do something about it and needed to address it. So instead of waiting on someone else, I decided to look in the mirror. And that's
Amen.
Where it all started.
Amen. Now, you are putting this together. It's coming up this coming Saturday. What are some of the things that you are still needing coming up too, because I know when you're putting on events such as this, what are some of the things that you are in need of at this point?
What are we in need of? First and foremost, prayer. A lot of prayer. A lot of prayer. So we're in need of a lot of prayer, but we're also in need of volunteers. We're in need of volunteers because we want this march to be successful and impactful. Volunteers are bottled water.
Okay, volunteers, bottled water.
I think that's it. We'll have everything covered from there. And just please share it on your social media and invite people. Bring out the community. Tell your friends, your family, because the more people know about it, the better. There's strength in numbers. Strength is in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to take our communities back, take our streets back, save our families. They're coming up to another school year, and the enemy has gotten too aggressive. So we got to put a stop to this. Enough talking, enough excuses, enough turning the blind eye. It's time to get aggressive right back. So 3-2-1 Stop Bullying will be on the battlefield. On the battlefield, and we're asking everyone to join us on the battlefield Saturday morning at 9 o'clock in March, so we can get our families and protect our kids. Because right now, an average of 12 kids a day are committing suicide from bullying, while 7,000 kids are quitting school each and every day, and we wonder why gang activity is on the rise. Well, I don't know any child that's going to quit school and do anything productive. Prisons population is on the rise. Hate groups on the rise. Murders on the rise. Drug use is on the rise. So we're going to get on the rise. We're going to get aggressive and fight this enemy. We already have everything it takes. We have.
Oh, man. That is so true, so true. So you are a youth advocate, an anti-bully specialist, an author, an entrepreneur. Tell us, you have 2 books. Tell us a little bit about your books.
I have 2 books. Christmas Visit to Heaven is about a little boy who loses his grandparents but learns after experiencing a trip to heaven that there's no goodbyes in Christ, just see you later, and we will be reunited with our loved ones. And Crystal versus the Bully is about a little boy, CRISPR, the sequel, who faces a bully named Butch. Well, he defeats his bully the simple way, instead of doing it the godly way. Instead of doing it the worldly way, he do it the godly way. And he builds up the courage to face his bully, and that's how he defeats his bully, through love, because we, as Christians, also believe that love conquers all, and it does. So that's how he faces his challenges, by Butch the Bully.
So for the people who are planning on coming out to the march on Saturday, for those who are wanting to volunteer, if they're interested in being a volunteer, because you said you need plenty of water and more volunteers. How do they contact you or, you know, reach out to you to tell you, hey, we want to be involved? Do they email you? What do they have? How do they get in, you know, get involved?
Okay, well, the email address is 321stopbullying@gmail.com. Or you can call 678-750-3233. And we welcome any help you may offer because we need it. We need it. So any help you may offer, anything you can do, we welcome that.
Amen, amen. So what would you say to the parents? I asked Tamara the same question. What would you say to the parent about empowering the family? What would be your advice to that parent about empowering the family and something about, you know, her thing was to listen to their spoken words as well as their unspoken words, to be attentive. What would you add to that, or what would you say?
Wow, I can only add to that because she was such on point with it. I would say I would recommend more family time because quality time, because right now television, technology has taken us away from being family. So I would say cut off the TVs, cut off the laptops, cut off the cell phones, cut off the computers, and just get back to being a family. Even pull out a board game, go fishing, ask questions. And by all means, for the parents to build a better relationship with their child, because 64% of kids are too afraid to talk to their parents about bullying. But yet and still, we have 4,400 kids committing suicide each and every year. So I would just say, build that relationship up with that child. Build it up. And by all means, share your faults and your failures with them. Let them know that you are human. Because we as Christians, we read the Bible, and the Bible is full of deliverances. If we went through something, that means we done went through it. We're past it. Only by the grace of God we've been delivered from that. So you can be that Bible that your child can read right there. But don't act like you ain't went through nothing. Share that testimony. Share that fault. And let them know how you got through it when you had to get through that valley. So I would say just be real with the kids.
Amen. So on Saturday, you have your volunteers arriving at what time?
The volunteers, we're asking them to arrive at 7:30 a.m. They can either arrive at the AMF Bowling Alley, which is on Flat Shoals Road, the corner of Flat Shoals and Highway 138, 885 Flat Shoals Road, or they can arrive at 1265 Ivis Drive at the Dollar General parking lot. And we will have a shuttle van to place them wherever they are needed at, a shuttle bus.
All right. So the event is the first annual Family Empowerment Anti-Bullying Event. There was one thing we forgot to mention. First 50 families, what do they get?
First 50 families receive school supplies. School supplies and the bags are full, and the kids can, you know, take full advantage of them. And it'll save the parents some money. So we're asking the parents to come on out and, you know, be on time or be before time and take advantage and get the free school supplies.
Okay. So early registration, I'm looking at the flyer, it starts at 8 a.m. And so the walk will begin at 9, you said. We'll walk over to AMF Bowling Alley. And once we get to the AMF Bowling Alley, what does that look like?
AMF Bowling Alley, we're going to have a DJ out there for the kids. We're going to have dancing for the kids. We're going to have bouncer houses, face painting, bowling, empowerment speakers. What else? We're going to have giveaways. We're going to have blood pressure checks. We're going to have voter registration. So it's going to be very impactful for the family.
That sounds like a great community event and a great vision that you had, sir.
Only from God. To God be the glory.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we're going to open up the phone lines in case anyone has any questions for you or Tamara. I still have Tamara online. I'm going to add her back on. And anyone have any questions, press 1. And we're going to bring you on if you want to ask questions for Tamara or Osborne Dennis. We're going to bring you guys on to ask your questions. I tell you, Tamara, you were talking about listening being the thing, and he just kind of piggybacked off of that. It was just perfect. Just perfect. You guys are right in sync, and y'all never met.
Wait a minute. I have one question.
Mm-hmm.
I have one question really quickly. For the event for Saturday, is it
yes.
for only Rockdale County residents, or can anybody come?
Anyone can come.
Oh,
anyone.
Okay. I was just checking.
Anybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just being held in Rockdale County. Anyone is welcome. Everyone
okay.
is welcome. Anybody can come.
And get the school supplies.
And get the
That's
school
it.
Supplies. And matter of fact, and free food.
Oh,
and free bowling.
Okay.
So come on and have a great time.
Perfect. Thank you. I'll come. I needed to make sure.
Sounds good.
Yes. So we got to make sure that tomorrow you bring plenty of your postcards and let people know about your new location, you know, that you guys are out here.
Oh,
and
you.
The Old Salem location, and you know, let the parents know, because they may have younger ones that's at home that's not walking with them, or you know, or whatever. They may have cousins and nieces and nephews that could utilize your services, because I don't know who wouldn't want their children in your facility. It's definitely covered by, you know, the Spirit of the Lord. So I definitely would love to have my children. If I had any of that age, let's put it that way.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. Wow. Guys, sometimes they get like this, y'all. They get a little nervous and shy and stuff. If you have a question, press 1, and you can bring them, or you can come on with your questions. Osborne, did you have any questions for Tamara?
No, I can't think of any. I just wanted to say that it was truly an honor when I first met her, I believe last Tuesday, I believe, but just that presence from her and everyone at the daycare, I was like, this is a normal. This is a normal, because I was like, something different about them, and I found that out for myself. So I would say to any parent that has kids in need of a daycare, by all means, that is the perfect place. Because if I had any young ones, I would most definitely bring them over there to you guys. Because your spirit is just, you are great. That's all I can say.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We definitely do try. And I can honestly say that the spirit does not lie. The spirit does not lie.
Exactly.
And it was vice versa as well, which is, you know, a reason why even in talking to you, I'm like, oh, I can definitely promote this. Anything with bullying, I'm all for. I still want to connect you with Annetta Swift, who is also a bully. Is an advocate of a foundation called Bully Me Not, who, you know, goes across and does the same concept as you, making people aware of
right.
what bullying really is and how it impacts the family. And the neighborhood and the schools and the teachers and the children, like, it impacts everyone, regardless
exactly.
of if you know the person or not. So it's important.
Very.
Definitely. Definitely, definitely. And, you know, you'd be surprised as the flyers and the different things have been given out, how you get so many stories, you know, from people who have experienced it, or their family member, or you'll hear someone say, like, my grandchild has been through this, or my daughter's currently going through this. You know, you're like, wow. It really hits your heart to hear some of the stories as you hear the stuff about the bullying. And so I just praise God that you guys are walking in obedience. You're walking in your purpose because you're truly needed in the capacities that you're serving in. It's nothing like doing what God has called you to do and know that you're in the right place doing the right thing. There's nothing like it.
Exactly.
Thank you.
And my hat goes off to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome. So we're going to repeat you guys' contact information because we're wrapping on up. They're being a little shy tonight. I don't know why they're being shy, but it's okay. So Tamara, I want you to repeat your contact information, how they can, you know, reach out to you, how they can connect with either of your centers, and then you can go ahead and talk about your event on Saturday, wrap everything up about how they can reach out, how they can get involved, the addresses and the times. Go ahead, Tamara, you first.
I can be reached at Tamara, T-R-T-A-M-A-R-R-A, P as in Peter, R as in Robert, on Instagram, or my Facebook account for social media is Tamara Lewis Johnson. I have a business, MPPA Family Child Care Center, Facebook account as well. And I'll have plenty, I'll inundate you because I have a new website getting built. It's under construction. So I'll be more than happy to give you that. If you are looking for me, call between the hours of 5 a.m. and 10 a.m. Call 678-545-6772 or MPPA if you forget it. Or you can contact me at my other center, which is 770-679-9199. If you can't catch me there, I will be at Christ Pinnacle Church on Sundays at 10, and you can find me there. That's it. I can't give you another place. I can't give out my home address. I can't give anything else up.
No, that's enough.
Okay.
All right, that's great. Well, we thank you again for joining us tonight and sharing with us because you gave us some great, great, like I said, golden nuggets. And I pray God's blessings upon your two locations for now because there will be more, but we just thank God for you.
For having me and for setting the platform up. I appreciate it.
Oh, you are so welcome. We'll talk soon. All right, Mr. Osborne Dennis, your turn.
Yes. My email address is 321stopbullying@gmail.com. My website is www.321stopbullying.com. And my phone number is 770-695-7083.
All right, perfect. Now, your tell us about the dates, times, and all of that good stuff so that everyone listening or whether they listen to the replay, they will know how to, where to go, what time to connect.
Okay. The 321 Stop Bullying First Annual Anti-Bullying March will take place this Saturday, July the 15th. Early registration will begin at 8 a.m. The march will begin at 9 o'clock a.m. in the Dollar General parking lot at 1265 Ivers Drive in Conyers, Georgia. The march will end at the AMF Bowling Alley, 885 Flat Shoals Road in Conyers. We will have free food. We're giving away 50 book bags to the first kids who's registered, families who register their kids. Fun and games, bouncer houses, face painting, bowling, everything, live entertainment. So we're just asking everyone to come out and just spend a couple of hours to help empower the community, the families, and let's just save our kids and have a great time and realize that there is strength in numbers, and we are the village. So we're asking everyone to please come out this Saturday, 9 o'clock a.m., the march will begin, and just let's take a stand. Let's take a stand for our families and our kids. Love, comfort, and
all right. Well, thank you so much. And did you have any final words to the listeners?
I love everyone, and I hope to see you Saturday. And let's make the difference. We are the change. We are the village. So let's get aggressive, and let's do what we are called to do. And see you Saturday.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight on Friday Inspire. We appreciate you both.
Thank you.
But guys, we had two great speakers tonight with the topic of empowering the families, Ms. Tamara Johnson and Mr. Osborne Dennis Jr. Guys, this has been, if you missed any of the show, you definitely want to go back and listen, because it was just totally, totally beautiful. The email address, again, because I know some people were sending me chats, the email address is 321stopbullying@gmail.com. I have a person reach out. That email, again, was 321stopbullying@gmail.com. The walk march begins this coming Saturday at 9 a.m., but you want to get there, do your early registration at 8, and the first 50 families that register with their children will be able to get school supplies that have been donated. They said we're still looking for donations of water and volunteers, so please email us at 321stopbullying@gmail.com, because this is going to be a grand, grand event. We've got free entertainment, food, health checkups, blood pressure checkups. I think the American Diabetes Association will be out there. I think LifeLinks will be out there, as well as entertainers and speakers. So you definitely want to bring your children. Come out. It is about empowering the family. It's about loving on the kids. It's about standing up and being that village again. Come bring in the village concept back, because it does take a village. So, guys, I look forward to seeing you there, whether you're coming as a volunteer, a walk participant, or whatever. We look forward to seeing you, because our team will be out there. Dr. Ed Womack and We Rise Radio will be out there live. I will be out there live, because I actually have helped put this thing together. So I'm so excited about it, because I'm telling you, as I've been talking to the kids and talking to different parents that's been affected, I'm telling you, you can't do nothing but want to help. So, guys, we look forward to seeing you there again on this coming Saturday, July 15th at 8 a.m. Early registration. Volunteers, we want to see you at 7:30. Love you guys. Same time, same place next week. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.